Good morning. Nice to see everybody. We're going to go ahead and get started. Before I do, I want to share a few things with you real quick. If you didn't notice, we are having lunch today after the service, so I hope you can all stick around and eat with us. I also want to remind you guys, this is... it was hanging back there, but there is a basket that's on the other side, and there's a basket, and maybe you've noticed a couple hats in it and some gloves and stuff like that, but we're collecting hats and gloves for the VOA guys, and so if you can pick up a hat or maybe some gloves or maybe both and then toss them in that basket, we'll make sure that we get those to the proper people so that they can bless the VOA guys with some hats and gloves to help keep them warm this year. So keep that in mind. You have a connection card at your chair. Fill that out. If you have a praise report, please fill it out. We'd love to praise with you. If you have a prayer request, fill that out as well. We would love to come beside you and pray as well. So fill those out. Put them in the offering plate when it passes here in just a little bit. If you look at the backside of your bulletin, we have some praise reports and some prayer requests. So take a look at those and praise with those people and pray with the people that are listed on there. And if you notice at the bottom, 2020 Happy New Year, we are going to gather here. So if you're free and you want to join us, that'll be on New Year's Eve from 8 to 12:30. So come along, join us. We're going to play some games and different things like that. And we'll wrap up when the ball drops. We'll clean up a little bit, and then we'll go our way. Because I don't think y'all want to stay here till 2. I know I don't. So we'll wrap things up. And so if you want to come hang out, play some games, and enjoy some fellowship, finger foods. So if you have a finger food you like, and you can bring it along and share it, by all means, do so. So I think that's enough in the way of announcements. So if you guys will stand with me, the kids are going to come up and light our second Advent candle. So we will have two purple ones burning today. So if you boys want to go ahead, and as they come up, those guys are going to come up, and we're going to sing Blessed Be the Name. That's okay.
I thought we did. They were anticipating.
All right.
They each wanted to light one.
That's okay. That's all right. Sing with us. Blessed be his name.
Blessed be your name in the land that is planted. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, blessed be your name, for the sunshine blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on a road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out of, turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. Lord, blessed be your name.
Amen. Amen. Well, if you could stay standing with us, please do so. We're going to go into Joy to the World, but before we do that, I did forget to mention one thing, and I hope you all are interested in joining us on Wednesday nights now. For one more week, so this coming Wednesday, we're going to be practicing some Christmas carols. And we have the opportunity to go into Heartland on the 18th of December, which is a Wednesday. And we're going to sing Christmas carols to those in Heartland. And so if you can and will be a part of that, please join us. We've selected our songs. We got started last week. On Wednesday, we're going to do a little more practicing this Wednesday, and then the following Wednesday, we're going in to sing. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry? 6:30.
6:30, yeah.
Yep, 6:30 on
Wednesday. We're practicing here Wednesday at 6:30. Yeah. And so, and then the following Wednesday, we'll be going in at 6:30 as well to sing the carols on the 18th. So join us for that. But for now, let's sing Joy to the World. I'm jumping the gun here.
Listen,
I'm so
happy. Listen, he just wants to sing Joy to the World. He's thinking food.
I've got it right in front of my face, too, and I missed it. Read with me. Our scripture reading comes out of John chapter 1, verse 14. Read with me. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Amen. Let's sing Joy to the World.
There's a lot of reason to find joy today in there.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. song implore. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Hallelujah, Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, Christ is born. Hallelujah, 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 Christ is born. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father,
and take a seat, and we're going to take up offering at this time. So if I could have a couple ushers come forward. Yeah, well, they're coming up. We'll get you, you be here next week. We'll get you, okay? All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for our time together, and the fellowship, and just the blessing of being in your house. So, Father, as we prepare to give from our hearts, we just pray that you continue to move and work, and may we never fail to honor and glorify you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. What a beautiful sound. God knew just what we needed. So as we move into our prayer song, if you would stand with me one more time, and we're going to sing How Great Is Our God. Thank you so much for the opportunity to just gather among other believers, Father, as we lift your name. But Father, we just pray that you will continue to move and work in a special way today. Father, we pray that you will saturate this place with your Holy Spirit today, Father, as we get into your word. Father, reveal the truth in it. Continue to move and transform in the lives of your people today, Father. Father, we want to remember those on our prayer request, Father, and those standing here today, Father. We represent many needs. And so, Father, as we lift those to you today, Father, we just pray that you will move and work in unhindered ways there. So, Father, continue to bless our time together, and as we prepare to share a meal together, we just pray that you bless our fellowship in a special way today. So, Father, thank you. We praise you. May we never fail to honor and glorify you in all that we say and do. We ask this in the powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Go ahead and take a seat. Yeah, you kids are welcome to go upstairs. Sitting on the floor. Hey, that'd be a blessing, though. Amen? Yeah. Well, last week we got into the hope. And so this week we're going to discuss a little bit about what the coming of Christ into the world really means for you and I as believers. And so there's a few important truths behind that I want to share. But before we get into those, let's look at what the birth of Christ tells us. I didn't put our scripture up on the PowerPoint, and so I would encourage you to grab your Bible and, either one, turn there, or two, grab a pen and jot these down so that you can go back and reference them later. But the first one I want to share with you is John 1:14, which is what we read earlier. John 1:14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And the Word became flesh. And so Christ was sent to us on that day in Bethlehem. The coming of Christ into the world tells us three very important truths. Knowing the truth in God's Word, okay? Knowing the truth in God's Word, that's very important for you and I as believers. Gives us the upper hand because we then know how to appropriately respond to God. And so if we know the truth in God's Word, we know how to respond. Because if God was to tell us to go do something and we don't know how to do it, well, yes, God's going to reveal it to us, but we should know the truth in God's Word and what He says, because we, like many, could doubt God or the power in God's Word. And so knowing the truth in God's Word is very beneficial for you and I as believers, and ultimately secures our eternal life. It ultimately secures our eternal life because we know as believers God says and God is. And so it secures our eternal future. Because if we don't believe God for what He says, then we have no reason to believe in it at all, because God is truth and God cannot lie. We discussed that last week. If God says it, it's fact, because God cannot lie. The birth of Christ tells us about the world. Okay? First, we must understand the difference between the world and the earth. Okay? The world, often translated this age, refers to the social order and the system, whereas the earth refers to the planet in which we live. Okay? Paul, quoting David, wrote, "For the earth is the Lord's and all of its fullness." On the other hand, the world hates the things of God. Jesus said, If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And that comes out of John 15:18. And Paul went on to write to the church of Ephesus, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." And that too come out of Ephesians 6:12. Okay? And so the birth of Christ tells us about ourselves a little bit. And so I want to share that with you just for a second here. It tells us that mankind was lost and hopelessly separated from God. And so God, sending his Son, knew that we were lost and really separated from God, because sin separates us from God. Amen? "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," Romans shares with us. Romans 3:23. Ephesians 2:1 goes on to say, "Furthermore, it tells us that we are dead in trespasses and sin." Dead in trespasses and sin. "And there was nothing we in ourselves could do to alter that." We could not overcome that on our own, and God knew that. Let me share Titus 3:3-7 with you. "For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness of the love of our God and Savior toward man appeared, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Amen. Amen. And so the birth of Christ tells us about God also. In his love, 1 John 4:9-10. "In his love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him in this love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to the propitiation for our sins." And so God sent us his Savior because he knew that we could not do it on our own. And so he says, "I have a way." And so God was willing to make that sacrifice, to send his Son into the earth to live and die, to raise once again, so that we as believers could believe through Christ and be saved. Amen. Amen. And so for God to treat our sins as despicable as they are, as though they had never been committed, and that can only be accomplished through Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. What an awesome God. Amen. And so that speaks volumes about his amazing grace and love for you and I. To think that a God of the universe, the God of the world, could love us so much individually that he would send his Son to save you and me. And so God was looking for something, because on that day in the Garden of Eden, something happened. Something happened. And so he was looking for something. He was looking for a way to redeem man, you and I. He was looking for a way to redeem us. And looking for a way to provide atonement. And this wasn't a temporary cover, because in the Old Testament, they had to go out and make sacrifices, and that was a continuous thing for them. They had to go out and make sacrifices. And now, in my opinion, the only sacrifice that we have to make is of ourselves. Because God calls us to live, to follow. And so we should sacrifice of ourselves. And so we don't have to go out and sacrifice an animal, for instance, to be forgiven of our sins. All we have to do is repent. Repent. And so we no longer have a temporary cover. When Jesus Christ came into this world, it was a once and for all thing. Once and for all. God found that way in the personhood of Christ. And he was willing to make that sacrifice for you and I. He came as a small, helpless child. And so all of these candles that illustrate that and working together, the hope, the peace, the love, and the joy, they all illustrate and they all kind of magnify, if you will, illustrate the love of God, because all of that is found in God through his Son, Jesus Christ. And so the hope candle for the Messiah, the candle of peace which comes through Christ, the candle of joy that we have from Christ, and the candle of love and salvation that we have through Jesus Christ. And so what Jesus was looking for when he came to this earth, what was he looking for? He was looking to save you and I. To do his Father's will and to accomplish the task of salvation. The salvation that we find through our relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? And so he was looking to do the Father's will, because the Father knew that he was going to have to send his Son into this world to live and die for you and I. And so I think that Jesus is still looking for something today, because I don't think that he has all that he needs or wants. He's still looking for the lost souls today, trying to draw them in. Because he doesn't want to be without anyone. That includes you and me today. Every day he paints a beautiful picture in the sky. We can look to the sky and we can see the beautiful array of colors. The pinks, the purples. I see many pictures because Tracy loves to take pictures. But that's okay, because I'm telling you what, we can look to the sky and we can see God paint a magnificent picture. A magnificent picture. He sends the rain, the stars, the snow, the dew across the grass in the mornings. The moon and the heavens to stare at. It's beautiful. As important as all of this is to God, Jesus is still looking for something. And that something is you and I. You and I. And all of those out there that have not come to the knowledge and the love of Christ. And so, what are you looking for this season? You know, we can get wrapped up in the hustle and bustle of Christmas and the gifts and the families and everything that surrounds the season. But when it really comes down to it, Christ is the reason for the season. Amen. And so I would encourage you today to shift your focus from the gifts and the families and all of that. Not that they are not important. Not that they are not important. But shift your focus on Christ and look to him and what Christ would like you to do, how you could bless somebody this season. And so we're going to have that opportunity. Tracy actually just took a paper up to Dollar General. If you remember, last year they set out the box and give shoppers the opportunity to buy a gift and put it in a box for someone less fortunate. And so we have that opportunity to be the receiving place of those. And so we don't know what that's going to look like. But we as a church are going to get the opportunity to bless somebody. We'll kind of get a better grasp on that and what it's going to look like in the weeks to come. But we're going to get the opportunity to receive those gifts and in turn give those and hopefully show a little love to maybe somebody less fortunate than us. And so be praying with that. Be praying about that with me. Yeah, we'll definitely have to wrap some gifts today. Or not today, soon. but Christ is looking for something, and he's looking for you and I and all those that have not come to the knowledge of Christ and the eternal life and securing that. And so be in prayer and how you can bless somebody and maybe share a little love. Amen. And so Christ is the fulfillment of everything that you and I need in our lives. The fulfillment of what everyone needs. And so you are only going to find loneliness, emptiness, anxiety, fear, defeat, death, hurt, anger outside of Christ. But even though we face those things in life, they come much easier when we have that relationship. And so what I would like you to do is stand with me. And we're going to wrap things up. I tried to keep it a little short because we're sharing dinner today. Okay? But stand with me here. And what I would like is every head bowed, every eye closed, please. And so if you are searching for answers to your life's problems today, or know you just need God to work in an area of your life, let me assure you today that you can leave here with confidence and assurance of knowing that God is the God in which he says he is. That will help with every situation in your life. He will. Maybe you know someone that's struggling right now. And so maybe that's an opportunity for you to extend the hand of God and to share in a special way. And so if you're needing something today, maybe you feel empty. Maybe you feel alone. Maybe you're feeling defeated in a joyous time of the season. Maybe you just feel like you're not enough. And you want something that will last. I want to remind you what Jeremiah 29:11 says, that God says that he has a plan and a purpose for you and I. And that purpose will be fulfilled through our relationship with God and his son, Christ. He has a plan to prosper you and not hurt you. And so he has set out a mission for you and I. And so I want to encourage you to seek that out. And so what I want to do is I want to pray for you today. And so if you're feeling empty or alone or defeated, maybe a little worthless, like you're not enough, pray with me. And for those that are feeling that way. And so I want to say a prayer, and at the end of it, I'll pray for our food, and then what we'll do is we'll move into that area and share a meal together. So Father, thank you so much for the love that you have for us. Father, you knew what we needed. We needed a Savior. And so you were willing to make that sacrifice and send your only begotten Son to die on a cross for us. And so, Father, sometimes we can get feeling lonely or defeated, like we're just not enough. And so, Father, you know our hearts. Father, you know what's running through our minds before we even speak it. And so, Father, just search us today. Father, as we lift our cares, our current concerns to you today, Father, just move in a special way, Father. Touch those areas in which we're suffering. Because you sent us a wonderful counselor, a mighty Savior. And in him, Father, we secure our eternal life with you. So, Father, continue to move and work and be with us in those areas today. And may we never fail to honor and glorify you in the work that is accomplished. And, Father, as we prepare to share this meal together, we just pray that you will bless it. Bless our fellowship, Father, in a special way. And, Father, may all that we say and do glorify you. We ask all this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.